From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific nations have ended their annual summit with a call to resist protectionism and protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum closed Sunday in Lima, Peru. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke briefly on the sidelines of the summit. They are said to have spoken about Syria and Ukraine. In a news conference Sunday in Peru, President Obama said the United States should not retreat from global trade, but seek to do trade right so that workers are protected and environmental standards are upheld. Mr. Obama argued it was time for the U.S. to reaffirm its support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement.
I believe that TPP is a plus for America's economy, America's workers, American jobs. I think not moving forward would undermine our position across the region, our ability to shape the rules of global trade in a way that reflects our interests and our values.
President Obama. Former French Prime Minister François Fillon appears to be on his way to winning Sunday's Conservative Party presidential primary. He and former Prime Minister Alain Juppé will face each other in a runoff primary election November 27th. Former President Nicolas Sarkozy has already conceded defeat and says he will throw his support behind Fillon. Fillon has called for a ban on adoption by same-sex couples, a referendum on a quota system for immigrants, and a drastic reduction in the number of public servants. He approved raising France's retirement age to 65, extending the work week beyond 35 hours, and cutting taxes. This is VOA News.